Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
Go on then, do your worst.
What do you mean, do my worst? About what?
You're just dying to get it out, aren't you?
I'm not dying to get anything out. What are you talking about?
About me missing the end of the record just now.
Well, that was absolutely disgraceful. I think I got you worried. In our pre-chat interview, we discussed the air conditioning at your house, and I think you feared you left it on, ratcheting up the bills, and that got you worried a little bit.
Well, look, I've got a lot of things to think about. I've got people writing with requests for tomorrow. I've got the news to organise. I've got the papers to do. I mean, all you do is turn up and open your gob and start talking, don't you, really?
Open my gob? I don't think that's how I would describe the financial analysis, my way of guiding our listeners through the turmoil of the global economy and financial markets each and every day.
Right, are you going to throw a sickie tomorrow because the golf's on?
Oh, the Open, that would be nice. Well, weather's not too good to start with, but it's going to be blazing at the weekend. Set to be a really good tournament.
What would you expect? Parasols and pina coladas in England at this time of the year?
I know it's nice where you are. So you'll be, although it's a bit stormy today, isn't it? So I wouldn't be out and about too carefully if I was you today. But weekend, you'll have those budgie smugglers on and be down by the beach with your rosé, I'm sure.
Right, OK, let's have a look at the markets. Mixed bag on Wall Street yesterday after Jerome Powell gave testimony to Congress.
Yeah, Fed Chair Jerome Powell did his best to try and calm nervous investors yesterday as he delivered testimony before the Senate Banking Committee following that surge in inflation for June. He maintained the message that the economic recovery still hasn't progressed enough to begin scaling back the central bank's massive monthly asset purchase, although admitted that inflation is likely to remain high in the coming months before moderating. We now expect US CPI will peak at somewhere around about 6% in the fourth quarter. He said the Fed remains vigilant. In terms of market reaction to that, somewhat muted it had to be said. Stocks held steady, stock 600 was flat, S&P 500 was up 0.1%. The technology market, the NASDAQ, was up 0.2%. Though we did see bond yields fall across the curve. The other news we had yesterday was around crude prices, which eased on news that the UAE has reached a preliminary deal to resolve its standoff with OPEC Plus members. Its quota baseline is reported to have been increased to 3.65 million barrels per day from the current 3.17 million barrels per day. The Emirates is now expected to support an increase in production from August and an extension of cuts into December next year. Although crude price is still elevated, Brent trading around $74 a barrel this morning.
It's all very well Mr. Powell saying that he expects inflation to settle down to near the 2% target, but I mean, a lot of these things are out of his control. I mean, the price of oil you just mentioned, commodity prices, disruption to supply chains. So, you know, you can't just all of a sudden say inflation's going to settle down to 2%.
Yeah, exactly right. There's technical, statistical factors. The numbers are exaggerated from the low base effects, of course. Demand pull still remains strong. You've got these consumers out there that have been fueled with stimulus checks and excess savings, spending money as the economy reopens. You've got that flood of fiscal support shining through. And as you quite rightly point out, in terms of the cost push inflation, supply side remains constrained, labour shortages, that rapid increase in terms of commodity prices have been increasing input costs, and the recovery we've seen in the global economy has created supply chain stress. So you throw all that together, perhaps it's no real surprise that inflation has been rising. I think the concern is that investors are becoming more suspicious that inflation is more ingrained than certainly was originally predicted. You have to believe that is now the case. And it all revolves around this definition of transitory, which is higher and longer than central banks have claimed. So you could argue there's some debate around the credibility of central bankers in terms of the forecast that they've been given, and that of course makes investors nervous.
Put Janet Yellen back in charge.
You liked her?
I did, yes. Right, Apple is ramping up production of its iPhone and prices to match, no doubt.
Yeah, that's going to be coming very shortly. Apple increasing its iPhone production levels, asking suppliers to build as many as 90 million next generation iPhones this year, sharp increase from 2020. Now, Apple normally produces somewhere around about 75 million units for a new device launch. The upgraded forecast suggests that they're anticipating strong demand for the first iPhone launch since COVID vaccines have been rolled out. The next iPhones will be Apple's second with 5G, which could encourage consumers to upgrade. Also will come apparently with improvements in terms of processor speeds, a better camera, and an improvement in terms of screens as well. May also include technology that will allow better power efficiency and responsiveness. Is that enough to encourage people to upgrade? Let's wait and see.
And meanwhile, the planet continues to burn and drown.
Burn and drown?
Well, fires and flooding. I mean, it's happening almost on a daily basis now somewhere in the world. And all this ramping up, yes, of the producing plastics and giving off CO2 gases isn't very environmentally responsible, really, is it?
Well, I don't know if we can lay that entirely at Apple's
doorstep. We can lay at the door of any big business.
The reality is there is a global climate change challenge for policymakers, investors, and consumers to understand. And the truth is, if we don't take radical action, these changes in terms of the climate will become more severe and more disruptive and more devastating consequences. There's no doubt about that.
Well batted, sir. Foreign exchanges, please.
Thank you. Pound against the dollar coming in at 138.5. Euro dollar coming in at 118.5. Going to get €1.17 for your British pound this morning.
Don't go to bed too late with the golf, you know. Make sure you're awake tomorrow morning.
I don't think the golf... I mean, normally with golf, they stop playing when it gets dark, which is probably, you know, before my bedtime. So I think we should be all right, don't you?
Yep. Thank you very much, Hank Potts and Barclay.